there's a passage here that's laid on my heart. I left the early morning service saying, "Oh Lord, the message I had, I felt like was really for the entire body." You ever have God interrupt your plans? Huh? I don't like that. But he did, and it's okay. I want to move with Him. So I'm going to take you back to a passage that you're very familiar with. I believe there's some principles that we need to get a hold of, and they really tie in to the message of our music today. Beginning with verse 27, Isaiah 40, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth? He neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the young people shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, but those who wait on the Lord," I've got to say that one more time, "but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." What a word. And there may be some things in your hearts this morning that you are impatient about or anxious about. Brother Steve was leading the course about waiting. "I'm going to wait." You may have amened it. You may have said, "Yes, Lord." But now you've got to go make it work. The question is, how do you make it work when you understand God has a time? And that's what I want to talk to you about. God has a time. He has a time. How do you make it all work as you're waiting? Father, add your blessings to your word. We've stood in honor of it. We know that it works for life. We know that there's no issue we will ever face but what your word won't speak to it. I pray that we'd get hungry for your word. Let your word be communicated through this vessel, Lord, in a simplistic and easy to understand way so that we can all walk home with something to hold on to from your word. We thank you for the brotherly fall. Realize that you and I have limitations. If you're waiting on the Lord, realize that you have limitations. I have limitations. There's only so much that we as men and women, as young people, can do. We will come across a problem that will flat wear us out, and we will try to reach inside to draw strength. We'll try to manipulate. We'll try to control it. We'll try to find whatever we need to fix it. But when we reach down inside for that whatever it is that we're looking for, it won't be enough to solve the problem. And when you get there, you will suddenly realize that you are bankrupt. And there has to be some kind of strength that you've got to get a hold of outside of yourself, beyond yourself. God is the only one that has that all sufficiency. You and I don't. There's limitations that we have. So realize who you are. Realize that you and I have limitations. We are finite beings, but Almighty God does not have any limitations. Isn't that great? One more time, let's give Him praise for that. Come on. He will solve our problem. Hallelujah. He has enough strength. The fourth principle is respond to the trial. Now, this isn't going to be fun. Just hang on with me. How do we respond to this trial? Here we go. But those who wait on the Lord. Wait some more. When you think you've waited, wait. Wait on the Lord. Oh, there's a great promise that comes with this. But before you get to the promise, understand what you and I are supposed to do. If you feel like you've been left behind and God has He doesn't see where I'm at anymore. My ways are hidden, as the people did here. My claim is being passed by. Just wait. But God, I have this strained relationship with this child. I try to call, I try to make up, I try to restore my family. I have this strained relationship. When are you going to work it out? Wait. Don't try to fix it. Do what the Word tells you to do. Do the pray, fast, do what all you know to do, and then wait. But God, my finances, it looks bad. I made crazy decisions. I don't know how this is going to